Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. An inquiry in Victoria has found evidence of ongoing systemic racism and human and cultural rights abuses against Indigenous people in the state. The Yurok Justice Commission has introduced its interim report to the Victorian State Parliament. The report has focused on the child protection and criminal justice systems. It recommends 46 changes, including raising the criminal age of responsibility to 14, stronger bail reform, and a new independent police oversight commission. Commissioner Travis Lovett says Indigenous families and communities have been failed, resulting in devastating and ongoing harm.
These recommendations are facts, and we're expecting the government to implement these recommendations as a matter of priority, and not just waiting for treaty, but implementing the recommendations that are urgent priority reforms now.
National Party Senator Bridget McKenzie has called for an inquiry into the federal government's decision to reject additional flights for Qatar Airways. The move to block the additional 21 flights has come under scrutiny after it was revealed that Qantas had lobbied the government to do so. Senator McKenzie says the extra Qatar flights had the potential to reduce the cost of airfares and boost the Australian tourism industry.
Australians want an aviation industry that is affordable, that's reliable, and that is safe. And right now, that's not what they're getting. We need to get to the bottom of it because heaven knows the Labor Party doesn't know what it's doing with aviation.
Seven victims of a five-storey apartment block fire in Johannesburg, South Africa, including two-year-old Halima Laxon, were buried yesterday in Olifantsfontein Cemetery, south of Pretoria. The fire, which killed more than 70 people on Thursday, has highlighted a housing crisis in a city that suffers from severe poverty and widespread unemployment. The burned apartment building is linked to apartheid-era South Africa, as it was where black South Africans collected their dompers or passbook, documents that would enable them to work in white-owned areas of the city. In the United States, authorities in the state of Nevada say they are investigating one death after a severe rainstorm left tens of thousands of people attending the annual Burning Man festival stranded in mud. The local police in northern Nevada says the death happened during a rain event, but did not provide details of the cause of death or the person's identity. Access to and from Black Rock City has been closed for the remainder of the event due to flooding. Those stranded have been asked to shelter in place and conserve food and water. These two festival attendees say despite being stranded, they are having a good time.
This is the best burn ever. Seriously, like, this has given us the opportunity to rise to radical self-reliance and to support each other in the community, and I'm having the best time.
Well said. I don't have much to add to that.
The Queensland government has appointed a commissioner to help victims of crime navigate the criminal justice system. Former police officer John Rouse will act as the temporary commissioner until a permanent appointment is made next year. He has spent 27 years working with vulnerable victims and previously led Task Force Argos, a unit established in 1997 responsible for investigating online child exploitation and abuse. Mr. Rouse's task will be to ensure victims of crime are aware of their legal rights, entitlements, and financial assistance in dealing with the court process. I'm Sam Dover. This is SBS News in Easy English.